我们的心。
We ask you to calm our hearts.
帮助我们去敬拜你。
And help us to worship you.
把你的话语藏在我们的心里面。
So that we can keep your words in our hearts.
你知道我们可以走在主你的道上。
So that we can walk on your path.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
如果我问你大家一个问题，就是呢，你觉得神的属性里面哪一个对你来说是最重要呢？
So let me ask you a question. Of all the God's attributes, which one is the most important to you?
Love. Okay. 慈爱。有没有其他的？你要有原因的哦，你不能说。Okay. So, 哪一个对你来说最重要？
So, someone said, Ed said love. Anyone else?
啊，那我告诉你我的答案是什么。
So I'll tell you my answer.
我的答案是在最后的这一个，永不改变。
My answer is this last one, immutable.
你知道为什么呢？
Do you know why?
那如果神是今天是慈爱？
Because if God is love today.
如果他是不断在改变的时候，你不知道他明天。会不会变成仇恨呢？
But then if God is ever changing, then how do you know if tomorrow he would not become hatred?
虽然他今天是信实，
So today he's faithful.
但是如果他不断在改变的时候呢，可能明天他就不是了。
But when he's ever changing, then tomorrow he may not be.
但是我们感谢神，我们的神呢，好像希伯来书里面讲到，耶稣基督，昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
But we thank God that our God is like what it says in the book of Hebrew, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
但是呢，有一个问题，就是你看圣经的时候，你会发觉。
But there's a issue. So when you read the Bible, you often see that.
你发觉呢，耶稣有的时候好像两个不同的人一样哦。
So you often see sometimes Jesus like it's like two different people.
有的时候呢，他对人呢很恩慈。
Sometimes he's very compassionate towards people.
但是呢，有的时候呢，他对人呢很严厉。
But some other times he's very severe.
好像呢，我们今天看的经文里面呢，其实是包括四个不同的故事。
Just like today's passage that it talks about four stories.
第二个故事里面呢，主耶稣很主动的去怜悯来到他面前的人。
In the first two stories, so Jesus was very compassionate to all those who come to him.
他医好这些有病的人。
He heals those people. He healed those their illnesses.
他喂饱四千人。
And he feeds 4,000 people.
但是如果你看第三个故事的时候，有法利赛人来到主面前，要求要看神迹的时候，耶稣说，没有神迹给你们看。
But in the third story, that when the Pharisees come to Jesus and ask him to show a sign from heaven, and Jesus said, well, there won't be any.For you.
所以呢，如果耶稣是永不改变的时候，为什么他有的时候是这么恩慈，有的时候是这么严厉呢？
So if Jesus is immutable, but why sometimes he is very compassionate, but some other times he is so severe?
那这个可能也是我们基督徒心里面的一个问题。
So this may also be a question in our Christian's heart.
比方说呢，我们可能从这些基督教的杂志里面，你看见这些基督徒的见证。
For example, in these Christian magazines, you often read these Christian testimonies.
你看见呢，神很慈爱，很信实，很大能。
And you see how great the God is, and how compassionate and how faithful He is.
但是呢，在我们平常生活里面，我们所经历的却不是一样。
But in our daily life, that we have different experiences.
那么是神在改变呢，还是他是偏心呢？
But is this because God has changed or he is partial to some people?
我相信呢，这个答案就在今天的经文里面。
I believe the answer is in today's passage.
你从这四个故事里面，你看见呢，神对待人呢，是按照我们的信心来对待的。
So from these four stories, you can see that God treats us according to our faith in Him.
不单如此哦，你对耶稣的信心，也决定你怎么对待神。
Not only so that your faith towards God also decides how you treat God.
那今天的经文呢，里面，我们就。看见呢有三种不同的人。
So in today's scripture, we see there are three kinds of people.
有人相信耶稣的。
One group that who have faith in Jesus.
有一些人呢是不信耶稣的。
And one that have no faith.
有一些人对耶稣是小信的。
And one group that have little faith.
那么。今天我们要问自己的一个问题就是你是不信呢小信呢还是呢这些蛮有信心的人
So today we should ask ourselves are we the one that have no faith little faith or full of faith
我希望呢大家听完这个讲道以后我们都愿意成为一个蛮有信心的人
So I hope that after hearing today's sermon that everyone becomes a person full of faith.
我们先来看第一类人，就是这个对耶稣没有信心的人。
So let's take a look at the first group of people. This group of people who have no faith in Jesus.
在这里呢，讲到了有法利赛人和撒都该人呢来找耶稣，要求他显一个神迹。
So in this story, it talks about the Pharisees come to Jesus and ask him to show a sign from heaven.
那我们知道呢，在耶稣这个年代的时候呢，犹大这个地区其实是一个罗马的殖民地。
So we know in Jesus' time, in the region of Judea, the Judea is a Roman colony.
罗马政府呢是最高的政权的。
The Roman government is the Supreme Court.
但是呢，它底下呢，就是我们说犹太人的大公会。
But under the Roman government, there is the Jewish Sanhedrin.
这个大公会里面，其实就是法利赛人呢跟撒都该人组成的。
So the Sanhedrin is an organization composed of Pharisees and Sadducees.
那么他们平常呢，其实呢是合不来的。
And the Pharisees and Sadducees, they never got along with each other.
但是呢，今天呢，在十六章里面呢，他们就一同来找耶稣。
But here in chapter 16, they came together and to look for Jesus.
因为耶稣呢是他们共同的一个敌人。
Because Jesus is their common enemy.
那为什么这些法利赛人跟撒都该人会来？找耶稣呢
But why the Pharisees and Sadducees came to look for Jesus?
为什么他们要耶稣呢在他们面前去从天上显一个神迹呢
Why they ask Jesus to show them a sign from heaven?
耶稣平常不是已经行很多神迹吗
Isn't that Jesus already performed so many miracles?
我们在十五章里面呢读经的时候我们不是见到耶稣医好很多不同的人吗
So in chapter 15, we have already seen that Jesus healed so many people with illnesses.
那如果是这样子的时候，法利赛人一定会见过耶稣所行的神迹。
So it should be that the Pharisees have seen the miracles already.
那么为什么他还要找耶稣去做一个神迹给他们
？But why they still come to Jesus and ask for a sign from heaven?
他们是觉得耶稣平常做的神迹的水准不够
，because they think that the miracles that Jesus has done was not up to their standards.
所以呢，他希望耶稣从天上行一个神迹出来。
So they they ask Jesus to show a sign from heaven.
所以呢，你见到呢，他们的要求呢，其实不是出于一个追求的心呢。
So here you see that their request is not from a longing heart.
他只是呢，希望好像刁难耶稣一样。
So their only purpose is to give Jesus a hard time.
目的就是要试探耶稣。
The goal was to test Jesus.
他们希望证明他们不信耶稣呢是合理的。
So that they could legitimize their having no faith in Jesus.
那么耶稣就回答他们说，在第二节里面说，晚上天发红，你们就说天必要晨，早晨又天发红又发黑，你们就说今天必有风雨。你们知道分辨天上的气势，倒不能分辨这时候的神迹。
So Jesus replied, "When evening comes, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And then in the morning, today it will be stormy, for the sky is red and overcast. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times."
耶稣拒绝法利赛人的要求。
So Jesus refused.The request from the Pharisees.
原因就是法利赛人跟撒都该人，他有这个能力去观察这个天气很微小的变化。
Because the Pharisees and Sadducees, you know, they have the capability to tell the subtle changes in weather.
但是呢，耶稣说，你却不能去分辨这时候的神迹。
But then they cannot interpret the signs of times.
这时候的神迹呢，是讲到这段时间，特别就是讲到这段时间耶稣来到这个世界所发生的事情。
The signs of times refer to all the things that happened since Jesus was born.
这个包括呢，就是从耶稣出生呢，这个使徒约翰的出现呢，你知道耶稣所行很多很多不同的神迹。
So those included the birth of Jesus, John the Baptist, and all the miracles that happened.
所有这些事情其实在旧约圣经里面呢已经有预言。
All these signs were prophesied in the Old Testament.
这些都是跟弥赛亚的来临有关系的。
These all related to the coming of Messiah.
但是呢法利赛人最拒绝去接受耶稣就是这个弥赛亚。
But the Pharisees refused to accept that Jesus was the Messiah.
所以耶稣形容他们呢，这些法利赛人呢是邪恶淫乱的世代。
So Jesus described the Pharisees as the wicked and adulterous generation.
拒绝他们的要求。
So Jesus rejected their request.
因为一个全心不信的人呢，只是他就好像一个淫乱的人一样。
Because a person with no faith is like an adulterous person.
他是永远不会满足的。
They never satisfy.
你神给他多少的证据，他只会继续的要求更多。
No matter how much evidence God gave them, they will just only ask for more.
其实呢，神在有关神的证据其实就写在这个天地当中。
As a matter of fact, the evidence of God's existence is clearly seen in the skies and on the earth.
你们喜不喜欢看这些动物的纪录片呢？
Do you like to watch the documentaries about animals?
这些什么 BBC 啊，这些呢，我看很多呢。
So I've watched many of these.
你有没有发觉呢？这些旁白啊，就有一个人在背后讲话的嘛。他一直在解释的时候呢，他很多时候他会简直感叹的说：“太奇妙了。”
Have you noticed that the narrators of these documentaries they often exclaim, "It is so amazing."
最近看这个《Planet Earth》第二集啊，他就讲到有一个动物叫。海里斯
So in Planet Earth, there's an one episode. It's about a marine iguana.
嗯，它这个很有趣哦，因为呢，他们圣诞的时候呢，是生在这个海滩上面的嘛。
So the marine iguanas lay eggs on the sandy beach.
但是呢，这些小的海里是呢，它生出来以后呢，它就知道了要马上跑到海边的些就是石头的这岩石这边。
So, but when the baby iguanas hatch, they know they need to run towards the rocky place.
你知道为什么吗
？You know why?
你会知道这些是什么来的？就是石嘛。所以呢，这些石呢，就会在等着它们出生。它们一出来之后呢，就要把它吃掉。
Because there's so many snakes on the beach, and they're just waiting for the baby iguanas and for a feast.
你说呢？这些小的海里狮，它出生的时候怎么知道哪一个方向是海边，哪一个方向是，比方说就是沙滩这边呢？
So, for these baby iguanas, you know, how can they tell which direction is towards the sea and which directions would lead them to the beach?
还有一件事情呢，更奇妙的。
There's also even more amazing thing.
当这些蛇追这条海里狮的时候呢，有的时候它会停下来了。
So when the iguanas are chased by the snakes, sometimes they just stop.
你知道为什么呢？
You know why?
因为呢，这些蛇啊，只是大近视的，看不见东西的。
Because these snakes are very nearsighted.
所以呢，你看呢，如果它停下来的时候呢，它不知道它是石头啊，还是这些海里狮哦。
So when the baby iguanas stopped,the snakes cannot tell they are iguanas or they're just rocks.
那么呢，他们就走过去哦。
So then the snakes will pass.
那么它走过去以后呢，这条海里狮呢就啊一直跑到海边，就是这些石头这边。
So after the snakes passed, then the iguanas will just run quickly.
你说这个事情是不是很奇妙
？Isn't this amazing?
怎么可能这个刚刚出生的小动物就知道这些事情呢
？How could these like baby animals and who were just born and then they know all these things?
圣经说，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见。但藉着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
The Bible says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse."
只是大自然是很奇妙。
We know the nature is full of wonder.
它说明了这个世界。可能有神的存在。
So it shows that in this world the possibility of God's experience.
因为如果没有一个有智慧的创造者的时候，这些动物怎么可能会有这些表现
？If there were not a wise creator behind all this, how could these animals behave like this?
我们还有其他很多证据有关神的存在。
We also have all other evidences that show that God's existence.
比方说，你来到教会，你觉得教会的人跟社会的人不一样。
For example, when you come to the church, you will notice that the people in the church are different from the people just out in the society in general.
这个不是说明我们基督徒心里面真的有真神在里面吗？
Isn't this the evidence that in our Christian's heart, the God exists in our heart?
当你读圣经的时候，你觉得圣经好像就是对你说话。
So when you read the Bible, it is like the Bible is talking to you.
这个不是神呼唤你的证据吗？
Isn't this the evidence that God is calling you?
希望我们不像这些法利赛人一样。
I hope that we are not like the Pharisees.
全心不信。
Have no faith.
因为如果你是这样子的时候。
So, but because if you're like the Pharisees,
只是想刁难神。
and you only want to give God a hard time,
神会拒绝你的要求。
And God will reject your request.
甚至好像罗马书里面所讲。
So it is like what it says in the book of Romans.
这些人呢，故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行哪些不合理的事。
Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind, so that they do what ought not be done.
面对全心不信的人，
So when you face all these people who have no faith,
耶稣拒绝从天上行一个神迹给他们看。
So Jesus refused to show them a sign from heaven.
但是耶稣还是给他们最后一个机会。
But still, Jesus gave them a one last chance.
就是给他们这个约拿的神迹。
He gave them the sign of Jonah.
约拿的神迹其实就是预言呢，耶稣将来会死后三天在三天以后复活。
The sign of Jonah is the prophecy that Jesus will resurrect 3 days after his death.
这个是神最大的证据。
This is the greatest evidence that God gives us.
这个也是神，耶稣证明他是神。
It also showed that Jesus is God.
因为除了神以外，谁可以从死里面复活呢？
Because aside from God, who can resurrect?
第二类人呢，就是对耶稣小信的人。
A second kind of people are those who have little faith in Jesus.
那耶稣离开这些法利赛人以后呢，就坐船离开了。
So after Jesus left the Pharisees, and he took the boat and went across the lake.
第五节讲到呢，这些门徒忘了带笔。
Verse 5 talks about the disciples forgot to take bread.
那么耶稣就对他们说，你们要谨慎防备法利赛人和撒都盖人的招。
So Jesus said to them, be careful, be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
那门徒不明白耶稣讲什么。
So the disciples did not understand what Jesus was talking about.
后来耶稣就告诉他们他不是讲到这些比，就是其实是讲到法利赛人的教训。
So later Jesus told them that he was not talking about the bread, he was talking about the teaching of the Pharisees.
还有呢，指出这些门徒呢是小心的人。
And Jesus also pointed out that the disciples were of little faith.
首先，法利赛人跟撒都盖人的教训是指什么呢？
So first of all, what is the teaching of Pharisees and Sadducees?
那如果看这个故事的发展的时候，我们知道前面是讲到这些法利赛人呢，他不信耶稣，所以求神耶稣呢在天上行一个神迹。
So if you see how the story developed, so you know, like previously it talks about the Pharisees and Sadducees did not believe in Jesus, so they asked for a sign of heaven.
那么这个故事发生以后，马上是耶稣讲到了你要防备法利赛人的教训。
So right after that story, and here Jesus said, you need to be on guard against the teaching of Pharisees and Sadducees.
所以呢，这里很可能是讲到同一样东西，就是法利赛人的这个不信的态度。
So here it's very likely Jesus is talking about the same thing, that is the attitude of Pharisees that they did not have faith.
那法利赛人呢，他在圣经里面我们看见呢，其实他是一个律法主义。
So in the Bible we can see that Pharisees were all about the law.
意思就是说呢，他们相信可以靠自己的努力的做一个好人。
So which means that they believe that they can be a good person just by their own effort.
撒都盖人呢，我们知道呢，他是一个不相信灵界的事情的。
Sadducees did not believe things of spiritual world.
他不相信有天使的存在，也不相信死人复活。
They did not believe the existence of angels, and they did not believe that people can be resurrected.
那耶稣在这个故事里面提醒门徒的时候呢，我们就发觉，其实全信不信这个态度啊，也可以发生在基督徒的身上。
So, when we see the story here, we can also see that the having no faith could also happen to
Christian.
Happen to Christians.
就是呢，这种只相信自己，只相信呢大自然的定律的一个态度。
So this is the attitude that people just believe in themselves and only believe in the natural laws.
那当我们是这样子的时候，小心的时候呢，你就会只关心你面前现实的事情。
So if we are like these people and we have little faith, then we will become just only care about what's happening in front of us now.
你会忘记神的大能。
And then we'll forget the power of God.
那当耶稣提醒门徒的时候，
When Jesus reminds the disciples,
他问他们，你为什么只关心饼，手上的饼这个问题呢？
So he kind of asked them, like, why do you only care about the bread in your hands?
这个不是你们对神小心的一个表现吗？
Isn't this the evidence that you have little faith in God?
为什么你们不会关心这些属灵的事情呢？
Why don't you care about the spiritual things?
所以耶稣就讲到在他们当中曾经发生的事情。
So Jesus talked about the things that have happened among them.
第九节讲到，你们还不明白吗？不记得那五个饼分给五千人，又收拾了多少个男子的零碎吗？也不记得七个饼分给四千人，又收拾了多少个筐子的零碎吗？
So in verse 9, Jesus said, Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the five loaves for the 5,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? Or the seven loaves for the 4,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered?
为什么耶稣会讲起这两个神迹？
Why did Jesus mention these two miracles?
耶稣是希望他们记得了，其实父神是会照顾这些信靠他的人的。
Because Jesus wants to remind them that God will care for all the believers.
他可以用有限的资源去满足很大的一个需要。
He can satisfy the greatest needs with very limited resources.
就好像五个饼两条鱼可以喂饱五千人一样。
Just like with five loaves and two fish, and God can feed 5,000 people.
不单只是这样子，耶稣可以不只是做一次，他可以做两次。
So Jesus not only did this once, he did this twice.
这个是证明神是有这个能力，常常去满足信靠他的人的需要。
So this shows that God has the power and willingness to satisfy the needs of those who have faith in them.
当我们对神小信的时候，我们就会只关心现实的事情。
So when we have little faith, then we only care about the reality, what's in front of us.
你会面前的需要去担忧。
And we worry about what's in front of us.
你会忘记神在你身上从前所行的大能。
And we forget all the wonders that God has done for us.
小信的人呢，不单只关心现实。
So the people who have little faith not only just care about the reality.
他会变成一个很现实的人，却毫无怜悯的心。
They will also become very realistic and have no compassion.
在耶稣喂饱四千人的故事里面。
So in the story of Jesus feeding 4,000 people.
耶稣见到了群众跟随他已经三天了。
So Jesus saw that the crowd followed him for 3 days.
他怕呢，只是群众回家的时候如果没有吃东西呢，就会昏倒了。
And then he worried that if he sent them away hungry, then those people may collapse on the way.
当耶稣告诉门徒我要怜悯他们的时候，门徒的反应是怎么样？
So when Jesus tell the disciples that he has compassion for the crowd, what's the reaction of the disciples?
他们的回答就是，我们在这野地，那里有这么多饼，给这许多的人吃饱呢？
So the disciples' response was, where could we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd?
门徒可能呢，他不想把自己的食物跟众人分享。
So maybe the disciples did not want to share their food with the crowd.
他就找一个很堂皇的理由说。
So then they have a very obvious excuse.
说这里没有东西卖啊。
And you know, it's like, well, there's no place there we can buy food.
其实是他是不愿意跟人分享。
So actually, they did not want to share their food with other people.
小心的人呢，会变成一个很现实的人。
People with little faith can become very realistic.
毫无怜悯人的心。
And they have no compassion for others.
最近呢，神提醒我要去爱人。
So recently, God reminds me to love others.
我就跟门徒的反应一样。
And my reaction was similar as the disciples.
我哪里有这么多资源去满足这么多人的要求？
Where can I find all these resources to satisfy all these people's needs?
但是呢，神却提醒我一个事情。
But later, God reminds me.
他说呢，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱。
And God says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love.
这个是告诉我们，其实这个爱啊，不是从我们而来，是从神的灵而来。
So this tells us that love is not from us, it comes from the Holy Spirit.
我们基督徒不要好像法利赛人一样呢，就是靠自己的努力去产生爱。
So as a Christians, we should not be like the Pharisees that we create love by our own effort.
但是圣灵怎么在我们心里面产生爱呢？
But how does the Holy Spirit create love in us?
圣经讲到了，其实这个爱啊，是从我们的心里面产生出来的。
The Bible says the love it comes from our faith.
那么如果你看这两节经文的时候，是信心产生爱呀，还是圣灵产生爱呢？
So when you look at these two verses, do you think it's the Holy Spirit generates love or faith gives us love?
加拉太书其实就解释了两者之间的关系。
So the book of Galatians explained the relationship between the two.
三章五节讲到，哪赐给你圣灵的，又在你们行义能的，是因为你行律法呢，是因为你听信福音呢？
So chapter 3 it says, so again I ask, does God give you his spirit and work miracles among you by the works of the law or by your believing what you heard?
这句话的意思就是呢，当我们听了福音相信了，那么圣灵就住在我们的心里面。
What this says is that when we hear the gospel and then we believe in the gospel, then the Holy Spirit comes live within us.
所以呢，你把三节圣经放在一起的时候呢，就是我们听了福音以后相信了，圣灵住在我们的心里面，它就会产生爱了。
So when you put all these verses together, it really means we heard the gospel and we believe in it, and then the Holy Spirit comes and lives within us.
罗马书解释的，当人怎么可能相信这个福音呢？就是因为我们听到这个福音。
So the book of Romans explained that how how do we become believing in gospel? That it's because we heard the gospel.
所以呢，当我们听到神的话，你又相信了。
So when we hear God's words and we believe in these words,
那么呢，圣灵就会住在我们里面。
Then the Holy Spirit will come dwell in us.
他会发挥他的功能。
And he will do his work.
那么会产生这些圣灵的果子，包括仁爱。
And will bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which includes love.
所以呢，当你把这些所有东西加在一起的时候，你知道，如果你要成为一个蛮有爱心的人。
So when you add all these together, you know that if you want to be a person with full compassion,
那么呢，你必须要满心相信神的话。
So you need to believe in God's words wholeheartedly.
那么圣灵住在你里面，影响你的能力就会增加。
And then the indwelling of the Holy Spirit will influence you greatly.
那么如果你跟着去行的时候，你就会产生爱了。
And then when you follow the Holy Spirit, then you will have, love.
You will have love. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 所以呢，就，但是这个过程呢是需要我们参与的。
But this whole process, through this whole process, we need to be involved.
就好像呢，耶稣需要这些门徒把他的饼交在他手上。
So it's just like that, Jesus.Needs his disciples to have bread to begin with.
他才喂饱这四千人。
So that he could feed the 4,000.
我们也需要有同一样的信心。
So it's the same to us. We need to have the same faith.
当我们能够顺着圣灵的带领去行的时候。
So when we walk under the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵就会产生这个爱。
And the Holy Spirit will gives us love.
在这个世界上面呢，所以了解是全心不信神的人。
So in this whole world, there are these people who have no faith.
也有这些小心的人。
And people with little faith.
但是也有蛮有信心的人。
But there are also people who have full faith.
在这个故事里面，最能表现对神蛮有信心的人就是耶稣。
So in these stories, the one that most exemplified the most exemplified person of full faith is the Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣呢，曾经这样子形容自己。
So Jesus used to describe himself like this.
湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
这句话的意思就是耶稣完全没有财产的。
This what he says here means that Jesus really has nothing. He owns nothing.
我想到呢，我自己有的时候去旅游的时候，为了带多少个行李啊，就吵架了。
So I think about myself. Sometimes when I go on a trip, I often argue about how much luggage to bring with.
耶稣连一件行李都没有。
But Jesus did not have even one piece of luggage.
但是呢，耶稣从来不为生活忧虑哦。
But Jesus never worried about his living.
他说呢。不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
The Lord says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
为什么耶稣能够不忧虑？
So why could Jesus have no worry?
因为他相信父神呢。
Because he has full faith in God.
他说他告诉我们不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这些一切东西，你们的父天父都知道。你们要先求他的国、他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
So Jesus says, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
因为主耶稣对父神有这个蛮有信心。
Because Jesus has full faith in God.
你会发觉父神跟主耶稣的关系呢是毫无保留的一个合一。
So then you see that God the Father and he withholds nothing from Jesus and they become one.
但是耶稣说啊，如果我们对他是相信耶稣的时候，门徒跟这个三位一体的神的合一也是一样的。
So Jesus says, when we have full faith in him, all the disciples, and then all the believers, they can become one with the Trinity God, just like God and Jesus.
如果你觉得呢，今天神对你很遥远。
So if you feel like today God is very far away from you,
甚至你觉得他不存在在你的生命当中。
Or you even feel like he does not exist in your life.
你有没有想过这个是因为你对他的信心的缘故呢？
Have you ever thought about that it is because of the, because that the extent of your faith in God?
神是永不改变也不偏心待人的。
God is immutable and impartial.
他与我们的关系就决定在我们对他的信心。
His relationship with us decides our is decided by our faith in him.
如果你是一个全信不信的人，
if you are the person of no faith,
就是有一天你见到耶稣从死里面复活，你也不会相信神。
Even if one day you see with your own eyes that Jesus resurrected from death, you would not believe in him.
没有一个神迹会改变你对神的信心。
No miracles can change your faith.
法利赛人就是一个很好的例子。
So the Pharisees are a good example.
耶稣复活了以后，他们是知道。
So they know about Jesus' resurrection.
他没有因为这个事情而改变。
And they did not change because of this.
同样，我们可以做一个对神小心的一个人。
So similarly, so we could also be a person of little faith.
那么你就会变成一个很现实的一个人。
So if we do so, then we would become realistic.
每一次你查经的时候。
Every time when you read the Bible,
你虽然明白圣经所讲的道理，
even though you understand the teaching of the Bible,
但是你只有一个结论，
but then you will always have one conclusion.
这个结论就是太难了。
That is, it is so difficult.
没有可能做得到。
It's impossible for me to do it.
世界会欺负我。
The whole world will take advantage of me.
那么你就放弃遵守神的命令。
Then you would give up obeying God's command.
但是我们可以选择对神蛮有信心。
But we can choose to have full faith in God.
当你踏出信心的第一步，
when we take the first step with faith,
圣灵就会在我们身上工作。
The Holy Spirit will work in us.
你就会有力量去完成神的命令。
And we will have the strength to accomplish God's work.
最后你会经历与神相交，就是好像主耶稣跟父神的合一一样。
And finally, you will experience God just like Jesus and God became one.
我们最后一同祷告。
Now let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你提醒我们，我们也会好像法利赛人一样。存一个不信的态度。
Because you remind us that we could become Pharisees who have little faith, who have no faith.
求主帮助我们，不要看自己，但是我们看到神的应许。
May God help us. Don't just rely on our own effort. We need to have faith in God.
我们能够相信神，住在我们里面的时候，你的大能可以影响我们。
And we believe that when the Holy Spirit dwells within us, your mighty power can work. in us.
帮助我们经历每一天与神合一的快乐。
Please help us experience the joy of being with God every day.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.